today on The Good Stuff, something from Rod Nichols. Always enjoy his things. And some things that you'll never hear a Southerner or a redneck say, and some epic one-liners. So let's get started. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. The night skies are still dark, and you can check them out at the only international dark sky area in the state of Nebraska at Merritt Reservoir, southwest of Valentine. Plan your fall hunting trip or come down the scenic Niobrara River. Again, you can go to visitvalentine.com for more details.
Tri-State Livestock News, the Cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And thanks once again for the Golden Valley Shootout, their fifth annual event, and the Wayne Herman Invitational held in Golden Valley, North Dakota this past weekend, for utilizing the airwaves of The Good Stuff to get the word out. Yep, by Rod Nichols. "It's been a while," the cowboy said. "Yep," replied his friend. "It must be nearly 15 years. "Yep," he said again. "I guess you've been drifting some." "Yep," his friend replied. "I guess I've done about the same." "Yep," the old friend sighed. "Remember Shorty Winkleman?" "Yep," friend answered slow. "I hear he up and passed away." "Yep," he answered low. "Sure looks like we may have some rain." "Yep," his friend allowed. "Lord knows that we can stand some relief." "Yep," the other scowled. "I guess you need to head on out?" "Yep," his friend intoned. "I'm sure glad we got to chat." "Yep," the old hand droned. The cowboy, after supper, said that he'd run into Ray. The other boys now gathered round. What'd he have to say? He said that it'd been a while, nearly 15 years, and he said he had drifted some working with them steers. He said he knowed about Shorty's death, that it made him sad. He figured he was in for rain, for relief was glad. He said that he was a-heading out, glad we got to jaw. Old Ray is quite a talker, boys. Beats all I ever saw." And that is simply called "Yep" by Rod Nichols. Here's a couple of statements of wisdom. The location of your mailbox shows how far away from your house you can be in a robe before starting to look like a mental patient. My therapist said that my narcissism causes me to misread social situations. I'm pretty sure she was hitting on me. And my 60-year kindergarten reunion is coming up soon, and I'm worried about the 175 pounds I've gained since then. Some of the things you're never going to hear a Southerner or a redneck say. "Give me the small bag of pork rinds." "Deer heads detract from the decor." "I just couldn't find a thing at Walmart today." "Hey, trim the fat off that steak." Some things that you're never going to hear a Southerner or a redneck say. Now, here's something called building permit. And I don't know who wrote this. Not even sure who sent it to us here for The Good Stuff. But I got a kick out of it, and I think you will too. "Some friends have asked me what I'm going to do when I'm in retirement. Well, among other things, I applied for a building permit for a new home. It's going to be 100 feet tall and 400 feet wide, with 12 gun turrets at various heights and windows all over the place, and a loud outside entertainment sound system that was going to entertain the whole neighborhood. It would have parking for 200 cars, and I was going to paint it snot green with pink trim. City Council told me, forget it, it ain't going to happen." So I sent in the application again, but this time I called it a mosque. Work starts on Monday. I love this country. It's the government that scares the heck out of me. And a couple things, some epic one-liners to leave you with today on The Good Stuff. A bus station is where a bus stops. A train station is where a train stops. On my desk, I have a workstation. That might explain a lot. I didn't fight my way to the top of the food chain to be a vegetarian. Boy, do I agree with that one. And a computer once beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing. Taught it a lesson there. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we invite you to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it. Be sure to include the author and your name, if you would please, and then keep listening for The Good Stuff.